It's April 17th, and this is the Logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1970, the crew of Apollo 13 returned home from their harrowing journey around the moon. An explosion had crippled their spacecraft, and they survived only by using the lunar lander as a lifeboat since the explosion claimed most of their oxygen supply. In 1973, while still working on his upcoming film American Graffiti, writer and director George Lucas began writing the earliest draft of his next project, Star Wars.
Somewhere in space, this may all be happening right now. The story of a boy, a girl, and a universe. Light years ahead of its time. Star Wars. A billion years in the making.
Born on this day in 1954, the star of They Live, pro wrestler Roddy Piper.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Sean Bean was born today in 1959, and it must have been quite a birthday bash on the set of Lost. William Mapother was born today in 1965, and Henry Ian Cusick was born in 1967. Jennifer Garner was born today in 1972. On this day in 2011, Game of Thrones premiered on HBO.
A Dothraki wedding without at least three deaths is considered a dull affair.
And in 2010, the Daleks demonstrated they could be pretty colorful.
The progenitor has fulfilled our new destiny. Behold, the restoration of the Daleks. The resurrection of the master race.
As the slightly controversial Doctor Who episode, Victory of the Daleks, rolled out a new Dalek design, now available in bright primary colors. You can read about these events and many more on the Logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Come into the escape pod with me, the old secret. The Logbook.com escape pod was written and filmed by Earl Payne.